Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. The famous Victorian poet Robert Browning wrote, "Take away love, and our earth is a tomb." It's impossible to exaggerate the importance of love. It isn't merely one more excellent virtue which we need to acquire. Love is essential. Without it, no family, organization, or church can thrive. So Paul encouraged his readers to put on the clothing of love. Just like any other item of clothing, we need to head into each day ensuring that it's in place. The Greek word for love in this verse is agape, tough love. It's the love which you have for people whether they love or hate you in return. It's the kind of love which just can't stop loving. It's so committed that it doesn't give up when the going gets tough and the opposition is fierce. It is, of course, the kind of love that God first showed us. When John wrote his first letter, he pointed to Jesus as being the supreme expression of this agape love. Unfortunately, the word love easily gets confused with other words such as like. But we're called to love people whether we like them or not. To love is our God-given duty. The Bible makes it plain that the way of love is always God's way and always a path of incredible blessing. At times it will be agonizingly difficult to love, but as we do so, we're displaying the nature of God. The results will always be miraculous and amazing. The only way truly to understand agape love is to look at the cross of Jesus. The only possible explanation of Jesus' death on the cross is pure love. He didn't have to die in that way, but he chose to do so. If love was that costly for him, we shouldn't be surprised that we'll often have to pay a price as well. Love isn't an easy path, but it's always the right and best one. So let's clothe ourselves in God's love today. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you have shown us what love really means. Fill us with your Spirit so that we may share your love with others today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you could hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a wonderful day.